Hey, welcome back. This is Sapphic Stories, a podcast by Dipsy. I'm your host, Olivia Taylor, and this is Season 2. If you listened to Season 1, thank you so much for coming back, for listening again. I'm so happy you're here. I love Sapphic Stories. It seems like you do too. It's such a joy to share them. And if you didn't listen to Season 1, you've never listened to the podcast before, I'm really happy that you stumbled upon it. I will just say, if you're not into women kissing, maybe you won't like this. Or you know what? Maybe give it a try. Maybe you will, but there's going to be a lot of that, so fair warning. New listeners, old listeners, what I have to be sharing with you is a series called Office Hours. It's a very spicy story about a relationship between an anthropology grad student and her professor. It's a very classic professor-student story, but seen through a queer lens. And to give you just a tiny bit more information, basically there's, you know, this student named Taylor, she's a grad student in anthropology, and she has a class with Jennifer, this professor that she's totally enthralled by. Jennifer is hyper-intelligent and commanding, and when they meet up for office hours, it's very clear that there's an intellectual connection between the two of them. And in episode 1, the one you're going to listen to today, we see the very beginning of that relationship blooming, and we also get to listen in on their very first ever hookup. So in preparation for season 2, I was re-listening to the series and really thinking about professor-student romance stories and sort of wondering, like, what is it exactly about these stories that's so sexy? Because clearly this fantasy has a lot of power. There's, you know, endless examples of it on TV and in books and in movies. And I think there are, you know, so many reasons why it's hot, so many reasons I could think of. But when I really boil it down and think about the psychology of it, I think that professor-student fantasies are all about feeling chosen. So, you know, in this story, Taylor is a hardworking grad student trying to make a name for herself in the field, but she's just one of many students. And yet she stands out to Jennifer. Jennifer sees Taylor as incredibly sharp, and in choosing her as someone she wants to be with, it's sort of like she's deeming Taylor as her equal. So much so, she's willing to risk her reputation to be with Taylor. That's how badly she wants her. And I just think there's something very, very sexy about that. It's like somebody putting a big gold star on your homework. It's somebody saying you are special, especially coming from someone you respect and admire so, so much. And then to top it off, you have the whole off-limitsness of it all, you know. Even if Taylor is no longer in class with Jennifer, she's still going to this graduate program, so it could be threatening for both of their careers to be seen together. One thing we wanted to make sure of in the series was that the power dynamic didn't feel exploitative, so we chose to make Taylor a graduate student instead of an undergraduate student, and then we also chose to make it that Taylor is no longer in Jennifer's class. She took Jennifer's class last semester. So technically, it's not wrong for them to be together, and Jennifer no longer has any real bearing over Taylor's academic career. However, it's still incredibly taboo. I think it still feels very, very off limits. It's still leaning into the sexy psychology of being chosen. It just doesn't feel like an exploitative power relationship. The whole thing is very much big brain for big brain romance. It's really, really sexy, and I'm really excited for you to listen. You know, if you love it, you can always download the Dipsy app for way, way more spicy sapphic romance. There's thousands of audio stories on there, and you can use the promo code SAPHIC or go to dipsystories.com/sapphic for 30 days free. In the meantime, have fun listening to Office Hours Episode 1. Lock the door.
She had a reputation in the master's program. She was tough but fair. She'd call you on your bullshit and give you advice in the same breath. Her course always filled as soon as registration opened, but somehow I managed to get in. Her class was in a large lecture hall, floor-to-ceiling windows that painted everything in a white light. It made the space feel almost ethereal, spotless, like even the room was preparing for her entrance. The first thing I heard was the sound of her footsteps. Exact. The room silenced as she walked toward the podium.
You know, no one ever warned you about this as a professor, but pretty sure I kill at least a dozen conversations when I enter a room.
She took out her lecture notes and placed them on the desk beside the podium. I only noticed I was staring when our eyes met. She smiled, and I swear she gave me a nod before opening her laptop. When she taught, she moved calmly around the front of the class. She didn't pace nervously, but she spoke quickly, only pausing a few times.
Okay, no questions? All right, great. We can move on.
I could tell she wasn't asking if we needed clarification. She was asking if we could keep up. At the end of the hour, I looked down at my notes. I'd written a half a dozen questions and thoughts I wanted to share, but mostly I just wanted to talk to her.
No problem. Great meeting you.
Professor Whitmore? I'm Taylor. I just wanted to introduce myself.
Hi. Hello. But it's Jennifer, please.
I just want to say how much I enjoyed your lecture. You know, I feel like people want to ignore early anthropologist bias, and yeah, it's why I left my last program. Mm. People just weren't engaging with some of the more difficult truths we need to address in our field.
You're the transfer student.
That would be me.
Yeah, I still remember your application essay. Ethnography is dead. You should have seen the look on my colleagues' faces after reading that one.
I'm so glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah, I really did. I think it showed a lot of promise. But if I'm being honest, your research did bypass questions that were vital to your core argument. Trust me, we'll have plenty of time to unpack that this semester. Thanks for introducing yourself, Taylor.
Other people might have been intimidated by her, but Jennifer's candor just made me more curious. For days, I replayed our conversation over and over in my head, inventing responses I wish I'd said. I showed up to her office hours that week, ready to dazzle her with my rebuttal. She stared at her monitor, her glasses balanced on the bridge of her nose. She was deep in concentration, didn't even look up when I came in.
Oh, Taylor, please sit.
Yeah, thanks.
She took off her glasses and leaned back in her chair, attentive. She never checked the time or looked distracted. She listened to every point I made, nodding as I spoke.
Sure. Well, I think you're doing important work here, Taylor. Honestly, your peers should be thinking about how to turn this discipline on its head like you are. But you just need to structure your arguments more clearly.
I went back to her office hours the next week, and then the week after that. When she disagreed with me, she would purse her lips. I could see the mechanisms in her mind working, but each week I felt myself holding my own more and more. A confidence I could tell she enjoyed, but our time together was cut short by winter break. When second semester started, I found myself missing her class in a way I hadn't expected, in a way that was probably unprofessional given her position. But one day when I was passing by her lecture hall, I couldn't resist. I decided to peek in.
You know, from your perspective, how do you think the
students sat on the edge of their seats, their chins resting against the heels of their hands as if they were mesmerized. I slid into a seat in the back row.
Okay, so something is telling me that somebody in here thinks that they have the answer. Am I right?
Well, I kind of think the reading is conflating bias and credibility.
Exactly. Thank you for saving us from that silence. Listen, somebody make sure that you get her coffee after class.
When class ended, I stayed in my seat, watching the last student trickle out. Jennifer erased the board with her back to me. Everything about her was as striking as I'd remembered. She was tall with a natural ease. Her hands glided in slow circles, her hips swaying with her as she moved. Jennifer.
Taylor, hi. It's so nice to see you.
Yeah, you too.
How are you?
I'm good. I just wanted to stop by and tell you I got the research grant.
Oh, that's wonderful. Congratulations.
Thanks.
I'm not surprised at all. Next, they'll be begging you to work here.
I, of course, wouldn't mind that. So maybe
it's
we
so
could
good
catch
to...
up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd love to catch up. This was my last class, so I was just going to stop by my office first and drop off a few things. You want to join?
When we got to her office, she set down her briefcase and laptop bag. Everything was pristine as usual. The room smelled faintly like smoke and oranges from her incense. She tapped her chin with her index finger, running through a mental checklist before we left. She wasn't the type of person to be rushed.
All right, I think that's it.
How about we just talk here?
Oh, well, yeah, sure.
I took a seat in the chair across from her desk, and she took the one beside it. I thought maybe she didn't want to seem like my teacher in that moment. I told her about my research, about the grant. Every now and then, she'd lean in until her knee brushed mine, but she didn't move to adjust herself.
Wait, wait, wait. So they're covering everything?
I know. It's sort of outrageous.
Well, that's amazing, Taylor. I'm glad that they can recognize talent and intelligence when they see it.
Well, I had a really good teacher.
No.
So.
You earned that on your own.
For the first time, I considered she was turned on by my intelligence as much as I was by hers. We sat in a brief silence, our eyes searching each other. But what about you?
It's been a good semester so far, but even so, I just feel a little off.
Sure, yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like I didn't have someone to bounce ideas off of or be a good debate partner. I thought about reaching out, but I didn't want you to feel weird or anything, so I don't know. Maybe that's strange.
No, it's not strange. I had the same thought.
If I'm being completely honest, I really missed you.
I missed you too. She looked up then, leaned forward a little, like she was at the edge of a boundary, but she didn't want to be the one who crossed it. I dared myself not to break eye contact. Her kisses were full, hungry. I pressed into her, pushing back just slightly to create the smallest space between our lips. Should we go somewhere?
I don't think I can wait that long.
Should we lock the door?
I don't care.
Yeah, you do. I slid my ass onto her desk while I watched her. I unbuttoned the top button on my blouse, and the next. She stood in front of me, making me wait. We have to be quiet.
Do we?
Do you want to get caught?
Do you?
She lifted my legs around her waist and pressed her body against mine. Her kiss was warm but wild, in a way I didn't expect. She pulled back for a second, brushed my hair away from my face before leaning all the way into me.
I've been thinking about this all semester.
Me too. She pushed my skirt up around my waist and slipped her hand up my thigh. I felt her other palm slowly wrap around me and grip the center of my back.
God, you feel so ready for me.
Started during your lecture.
Is that what you want?
What?
For me to lecture you?
You don't know what I like yet. How are you gonna tell me what you don't know?
Lean back. Tell me what you want.
I want you inside me. I shifted back onto my elbows while she pulled my underwear to my ankles. Then worked her hands up my thighs, teasing me until she pushed all the way inside. Smooth and slow.
Oh, God, yeah. You're beautiful.
Go deeper and slower.
Like this.
Yes.
What about this?
For a moment, it felt like I was watching my own fantasy. Rubbing my lips. Me with my head thrown back, her going deeper and deeper, sliding her thumb in circles over my clit. Just outside the window, students walking to class with no idea how good she was fucking me in her office.
Right there.
She leaned over me, her hands snaking around my back to unhook my bra. I felt relief as it fell away from my body. Her mouth moved my bra aside and she sucked on my nipples. Her tongue slid across my breasts, and warmth spread down to my thighs.
Take off your dress. She shimmied her dress down her shoulders and over her hips. It crumbled into a pool by her feet. She knelt down on the carpet and lifted my calves onto her shoulders, gripping my thighs as she dragged her tongue.
The department chair's office is right through that wall.
I felt her everywhere. Her mouth against my pussy, her tongue thrusting inside me. I punched my hands into a fist, crinkling the papers underneath me. Her hands were tight against my thighs. She leaned into me more, her mouth sucking on my clit harder and harder. She pulled back to look up at me, her eyes ravenous.
Keep telling me what you want. I love hearing you talk.
Keep going like that. A little lower. Oh my god. I want you to touch yourself too. She reached down between her own legs. Her tongue moved faster on me, like every sensation she felt made her want to fuck me harder. Oh, you're so deep. She moved my legs away from her shoulder and slid her body up against mine, her face resting against my chest. Then she smiled at me.
Oh, fuck. Is there anything you're not good at?